Our vulnerability to threats in life often make us feel like a sitting duck waiting to be picked off. Yet when you recognize your vulnerability, it will result in you asking God for his protection. For who else is powerful enough to protect you from the threats faced in life? The greatest threats posed to your life need to be combated, and God is more than able to protect you. Firstly, ask God for protection from the evil one. Jesus taught his disciples to pray like this: "And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13. He poses a real threat to our faith in Jesus. The Apostle Paul requested prayer for himself so that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people. The Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verses 1 through 3. What confidence! And surely this is true for you now too. Further, he expressed his confidence in God's protection, despite no one else standing in solidarity with him while he was in court for his faith. "But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that I might fully preach the word and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil work and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Ask God to protect you from the wiles of the evil one so that he doesn't ensnare you in his wicked ways and lead you astray, away from the Lord. Secondly, ask for God's protection from sin. After King David succumbed to sin, the Lord graciously restored him when he confessed his sin. And this is the lesson he learnt. "Let everyone who is faithful pray to you immediately. When great floodwaters come, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with joyful shouts of deliverance." Psalm 32 and verse 7. Thirdly, ask for protection from wicked people. King David asked God to protect me as the pupil of your eye. "Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who treat me violently, my deadly enemies who surround me." Psalm 17 verses 8 and 9. You too may fall foul of the harmful ways of wicked people. Maybe they're just wicked, but maybe they oppose you just because you belong to the Lord. Let's entrust ourselves to God's safe keeping, for he is a refuge for the righteous. The Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of distress. He cares for those who take refuge in him. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7. Fourthly, ask for God's protection from the threat of death. While death at some stage of life is unavoidable, nevertheless, God guards us from premature death. "For all my days were written in your book and planned before a single one of them began." Psalm 139 verse 16. He also promises us victory over death, giving us life forever. Not even death itself will separate us from his love. This is captured in the Apostle Paul's memorable words: "We are more than conquerors through Jesus who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans chapter 8 verses 37 through 39. Whatever happens in our life is in our Heavenly Father's hand. He guards us by his grace. We are secure in his hand. So, to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory without blemish and with great joy, to the only God our Saviour, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. Jude 24 and 25. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, I am deeply grateful for your protection. Help me to see your hand in my life guiding me from harm and danger. keeping me secure in your everlasting love. Amen.